It is the riots. So tired.
Aw, sorry guys. Yesterday, Obi was out sick, so there was no daily podcast.
No, but it's back today.
Back Woo! And better than ever.
Man, you know it. You know that it is. This is going to be, like, you guys are going to be blown away by what's going to be happening.
You're going to love it.
Oh my gosh. So good. So good.
Well, that's probably all we should inflate it, just in case they get
just
disappointed.
Stop there. All right, here we go. Nikki had the Georgia Gold.
I had the new KFC Georgia Gold Chicken.
She was more excited about it than I was, but you would still think that if a honey mustard chicken product was on the market of the two of us, I would be the first one to have it.
But because you were sick, I think that's not a fair assumption. I think if you would have been well, maybe you would have had it first.
I think so, too. Let's see. We're going to talk about Ben Affleck, Batman.
Because who doesn't love that?
Instagram, GameStop, Xander Cage, Resident Evil 7, Oreo cookie candy bars.
We do a riot taste test. We did a food fight with the Oreo candy bars.
And let's see. Snack shaming and snow shoveling.
Lots of food, though, too, this morning.
Yeah, because it's weird. We don't normally...
Lots of food, movies, and games. That seems to be the trifecta.
That sounds like our show, if you want to know the truth. So, hey, thanks for hanging out with us on the podcast. Remember, you can always say what's up. Email us, riot@radiou.com.
Or if you want to, at Radio U Riot on Facebook. Sometimes it's easier if you just want to join us there. You can always message us or post there.
Yes, indeed. So...
have a good day. Obi, keep feeling better.
That's all I got.
Take it easy today.
You know what? I really should probably just... think maybe like going
you shouldn't go back for a full day. You should come back and just kind of do a half a day and work yourself back in.
Like maybe go upstairs for about another hour. Mostly just have my head down on my desk, but like I'm still there.
Sure, but you are still sick, and we want to make sure you can make it through the rest of the week.
Yeah, because I mean, the big important stuff, like you know, this podcast. that's what really matters.
At least you
here.
Got that done.
I did. Come on, it's the riot.
We save the worst of the riot for those special times.
Well, when you take your naps or you come in late or don't come in at all.
Radio U.
Man, I have been so jealous of Nikki, not just because of her great intestinal fortitude, but because...
well, I haven't been sick like you have.
Yesterday, Nikki experienced the American dream.
I had chicken for dinner.
You know, you didn't just have chicken. You had Kentucky Fried Chicken Georgia Gold. That's two of the great 50 states.
Normally, like growing up, I used to like fried chicken a lot. But
Wait. Hang on.
Well, I still do, but I
used to like chicken.
No, listen. I would like fried chicken, but then
yeah.
Whenever you would go to KFC or any other place like that, yeah. It never tasted like the commercial showed you.
It never does.
It wasn't crispy or even extra crispy.
It never is.
It was always a disappointment, so...
huge disappointment.
I just learned to push KFC aside and not care.
Learn to look past disappointment.
Yep, and you just found other places, you know?
You just find other ways to make yourself happy.
So then, last year, they had their Nashville hot chicken.
Another city in another great state and another great same great nation.
And I was pleasantly surprised KFC's hot chicken's actually pretty good.
Pretty good.
So that opened the door back up in my heart to
the
think, well, maybe
open.
Maybe they could make some chicken again.
And?
I'm not sure. So Georgia Gold was their next in the line of sauces.
Yeah, oh yeah.
It's like a honey mustard sauce.
Yeah.
And so
it's like barbecue in it though, right? Is
not
it like
so
a...
much, no. It's a very light honey mustard sauce, a very tangy sauce, a lot of vinegar with it.
Look at me.
I know you love honey mustard.
I love honey mustard.
So I had that for dinner last night, and Georgia Gold is good. It was very, very good.
Dang it.
The whole time, I know it's good when I was eating it, thinking, oh, he's going to love it. He's just going to love it.
I want it. I want it.
He's going to really enjoy it.
I want some of that.
So I was pleasantly surprised again.
Well, that's great.
I will say I got the first time their chicken tenders.
Yes.
And I liked that, I think, even better than the bone-in style chicken.
Uh-huh.
But don't let it sit in the sauce too much. You got to get it out of the sauce.
Nikki, it's so good, it's not going to sit.
You can't. Well, you know, like...
you can't let it sit.
It just sits in a pile of sauce, and they put all these pickles on it. Just don't let it sit there. Just get it out of the thing.
Yeah, don't want the pickles.
You don't.
I'll just tell them no pickles.
No pickles in it. But it was very, very good. I was very surprised. I like the sauce better than the Nashville hot one.
Well, the photos that you sent me looked delicious.
It was good.
They looked delicious.
Someone else was telling us that B-Dubs has it. It's not called Georgia Gold.
It's Carolina Gold.
Carolina Gold. And I wonder, like, I don't know all these sauces. There's this whole life of these states that have these amazing sauces. And I wonder if Carolina Gold is similar.
With the exception of Buffalo, which really did find its birth in Buffalo, New York. I wonder if you and I went to Carolina and we're like,
they were like, have you tried the gold?
Have you guys had Carolina gold? And they're like, what are you even talking about?
Or even Georgia. You know, they're like, this doesn't have anything to do with us.
It's like when I went to Idaho for the first time, I was just like hilariously like potato, potato, potato. And in fairness, this I will tell you, when I got off the airplane in the Boise airport, I walked off the plane and there was a French fry vending machine right in front of the exit.
It's almost like that was for tourists.
It
but then
was,
you got out of the airport and then what potatoes?
That's exactly right. I was like, yeah, an Idaho potato. And they're like, why do you keep saying Idaho potato? What are you talking about?
This is like, the way the rest of the world sees you.
It's like, do you understand that in every single state, everybody else gets a genuine Idaho potatoes? Like, don't you guys get those? Like,
it's not coming from your state.
Our potatoes come from Mexico.
Now, Nashville hot chicken is coming out of
that
Nashville.
That is a Nashville thing.
That is a Nashville, original. But for the Georgia Gold one for KFC, that was a good thing.
I feel like we need to go to Georgia on a fact-finding mission. After, of course, we go to KFC.
I've only driven through Georgia.
I've never stopped.
I've never stopped there, and yes, we've missed out.
It goes on forever.
They have all these sauces. We had no idea.
So the only question is, how long do you have to go before you're ready for it again?
I was thinking about maybe Super Bowl Sunday. But then that's it. That's it.
Don't draw lines.
I have to.
Don't put yourself in a box.
You have to.
It's The Riot with Obadiah.
I'm the professor.
It's The Riot with Nikki.
I bet she's probably a highly intelligent female bodybuilder.
It's The Riot on Radio U.
You know, I'm gone for one day and it's all falling apart.
What do you mean?
Well, let's take a look here. Last week, what did we find out? That the Flash movie that DC Comics is making with Warner Brothers, right? What'd they have? They've had two directors. And they just announced they're doing a complete rewrite of the script. Then you take Monday off, you come back, turns out Ben Affleck's not going to direct the Batman movie anymore.
Oh, that's done? Uh-oh.
What's going on?
Is he still going to be Batman, though?
He says he'll still be Batman.
But he doesn't want to deal with the directing of it?
Nikki, in an exclusive statement, given to Variety yesterday, Ben Affleck says, performing this role demands focus.
Not really. He probably did not get the interview that way.
Passion and the very best performance I can give. It has become clear that I cannot do both jobs to the level they require. Together with the studio, I've decided to find a partner in a director who will collaborate with me on this massive film. So he's going to produce and star, but not direct. He says it has nothing to do with the fact that Live by Night completely tanked and everyone said he did a terrible job.
Not at all.
It has nothing to do with that.
No.
And this guy's an Academy Award winner, Nikki. So just be careful what you say about him. And he's Batman.
Sure.
But he's not the Batman director.
He's not going to do that anymore.
No, he's out on that.
It's probably better that way.
Well,
and I bet you that's been decided since the movie came out last time. It's just now talked about.
Yeah. Well, here's something that might be encouraging. Something that has happened behind the scenes that we actually did talk about on the show is that Warner Brothers fired, or did he quit? He's spending time with his family. We're not sure. Their chief creative officer.
Oh, yes.
He's not with the company anymore.
Did he fall off a cliff?
Well, I mean, he's recovering from some things that have happened, and they've brought in some new people, and I actually hope, in seeing that they're rewriting The Flash and they're going to have a different director for Batman, my real genuine hope is that somebody was like, look,
we got to fix it.
I know we're making money, but these movies kind of suck, guys. Martha, that was the big hook. Batman v Superman, they stopped fighting because their moms are both named Martha. Did you guys see this movie? Did you watch the movie that you were putting out?
So they had someone. Sometimes when you're inside, you can't see where you're trapped.
That's the kind of stuff you need to catch that at the script level.
But you need someone from the outside who's
to see that.
Yeah, who can see the problems with it.
So here's what I'm hoping. I am hoping that this is a good thing. It's not a bad thing. It looks like a bad thing.
But it might actually be a good thing in a Batman disguise.
Yeah. I mean, Batman looks like a bad thing if you think about it. Big bat thing coming after you. It's going to get you. But it's actually a good guy that's there. And if you should only be afraid if you're a criminal. So, like, maybe you should only be afraid if you're a bad movie. because they're coming.
That's the real criminal.
That's what they...
That and the movie Prices.
We're stopping that right now.
You're hearing it for the first time, and it sounds terrible. It's the worst of the riot. On Radio U.
Do you need to see Nikki's Instagram photos? You can't.
I think you should. I mean, Obies are great too. Come on.
Yeah, lots of... Actually, I just take pictures of food and the sky.
Running and food.
I'm out running. This is what the weather looks like. Here's what I'm eating.
You're not the only one when it comes to Instagram whose theme is that.
That's true.
I have to stop and be like, you know what? You've already posted about food. Maybe you don't have to again.
I also have had to stop myself where it's like, nobody wants to see a picture of this. Like, this has no cachet.
Yeah, you have to edit yourself before you post it.
I'm like, well, then what am I supposed to take a picture of? And it's you can take a running photo,
yeah,
but you have to make it interesting.
Yeah, or maybe just not as often. It's fine.
Yeah, like the one morning I was up early and you could see the sun coming through the trees. Good photo.
Beautiful.
Take a photo of your shoe.
Yeah, it's fine.
But if it's a dramatic shoe photo.
Oh, then maybe. I just posted on our Radio U official Instagram. So if you want to check out our new video there, that's at Radio U official.
What'd you post?
Your Radio U weekly update.
You guys should watch that one.
It's featuring Obi.
I'm in it and I'm wearing glasses.
Whoa, you can see his new glasses.
Yeah, I totally wore those. So you guys can let me know what you think. One way or the other. Though I'll be honest, your negative comments, I'm just going to let them wash right off of me.
Okay, you mentioned someone had made a comment. Obi was out sick yesterday.
I was.
When it comes to social media, I think tone is very important to remember. Because I saw someone post, like, what is Obi sick again? And when I saw that, I was like, Obi hasn't been sick in forever.
I don't think I've taken a sick day in like a year.
I just started laughing. I was like,
in fact,
why do you think Obi's been sick constantly? Like, what have we done to give you that impression?
Do you guys want to get some real talk here? Do you know that I used all of my sick time last year to have surgery?
Yeah.
And I didn't actually take a quote unquote sick day all year last year?
But someone's impression of you is
sick all the time.
Again? So I got the biggest laugh at that. I was like, why are you saying that? You just want to ask the person. It's like, I've been sick in forever.
What did I do
to you?
Well, like, what have I done that portrays this like, oh yeah, he never comes in. He's always sick.
The only thing I could think is maybe if you were being sarcastic about something on air and you're like, it's another sick day. And they just don't know.
I actually was one of those things where a week or 2 weeks ago, we did an article of like, if you're gonna fake sick, here's the days you shouldn't fake sick on. It was like, never fake sick on Monday. And I was just like, man, I'm calling in sick and every guy's gonna be like,
Monday.
He's faking. He just had company that was gone. Like, what is he gonna do? Well, and I was like, what?
It's just funny because, you know, with Obi's, if you can go to Radio U official on Instagram, you'll see Obi's update for Radio U for the week. And you ask, you're like, oh, what do people think about your glasses? You're like, please don't tell me. Just don't.
Just don't. You know what?
It's fine. No one say anything nice.
Well, don't worry. No one's going to say anything nice. If your concern is that I might get a big head because people have said so many nice things,
you're not going to.
You don't worry yourself about that.
Because the only thing people are going to tell you is, oh, you were sick again? Like, you look nice in your glasses.
The last time I was sick was November of 15. I had a sinus infection that would not quit. And I don't even know if I took time off for that. I just know that I was sick then because...
Well, the listeners don't think that. They think you've just been...
I'm just out all... He's always sick.
All the time.
That's kind of messed up, all right? Now I've got a complex.
I know you have a complex now. Like, what did I do?
I'm actually proud of the fact that I was not sick all year last year.
No one sees that.
And especially after I've had my sinus surgery, I haven't even had a cold.
No one notices or recognizes that.
And you do right, no one remembers. You do wrong, no one forgets.
The Riot knows that laziness isn't easy. Avoiding work is work. The Riot on Radio U.
Look, Nikki and I, mostly me, when we have a negative experience, we like to come in, tell everybody, and make sure.
Do you guys not have the ability to do that when something happens in your life to
tell everybody?
Tell everybody.
And
we do.
We do. And you know what? I just feel like I had a positive experience.
And I should share the positive experience.
You should. I think that helps highlight the fact that it's not all negative that happens with you.
It's not all negative. I mean, it starts that way, but something good comes out of it. Friday afternoon, I went to GameStop. I don't go to GameStop that often. And quite frankly, GameStop, I hear a lot of people say a lot of mean things about GameStop.
Hurtful words.
Hurtful words. But I decided, because I'm an idiot, that I wanted to go from my PlayStation 4 to a PlayStation 4 Pro. And I did the math, and I had enough so that I could just trade.
Make it even.
And walk out. And Nikki, here's an important phrase. Cash neutral.
Sure.
Cash neutral. I did end up having to pay like 10 or 15 bucks.
It doesn't count.
That's still not too bad,
that's
right?
That's not bad at
it's
all.
It's not too bad. So I went to GameStop, and I learned a lesson. And the lesson is this, is that on your PlayStation 4 right now, if you want to wipe your PlayStation 4, just like you would your phone, if you were going to sell it or whatever, there are two kinds of factory resets you can do. One that'll reset it, but leave the software on it. And one that'll completely wipe out your PlayStation's operating system, making it of basically little to no worth.
Make it a brick? Why would it do that?
Why would you have that option? Why would you do that?
It's not your phone. It's your PlayStation.
I put Linux on my PlayStation. I don't even know if the PS4 will do that. The PS3 actually would.
If you want to mod it out.
So you can do a factory reinstall, but you have to download the OS, put it on a USB, put it in, and install it, et cetera, et cetera.
That seems like trouble.
Well, when you go into GameStop, they check to make sure that you're not selling them something that's broken. So when they turn it on, I'm just like, fine. I'm like, man, I'm getting ready to leave. I'm doing great.
And but you did the wrong factory reset.
Yeah, and I'm embarrassed to tell you that what I did, it's with the PlayStation, it's more complicated. You have to go in and tell it it's not your primary PlayStation, like all this stuff you have to do. So I just Googled it and just followed the instructions. And instead of really educating myself, I'm just like, whatever, I'm ticking the boxes, I don't care.
I'm deleting it all.
I got there, and Nick behind the counter was like, hey, did you, I was like, yeah, and he's like, well,
you did the other one.
Yeah, and it's a problem. So I just want to say that Nick from GameStop, he...
Way to go.
He went ahead and installed the, he did all of the work for me.
And you had to wait?
No, I didn't. He said, I'll just take care of it.
Oh, that's nice of him.
It was
Way
nice of
go.
Him.
So, that's a good person. That's a hero.
I know. He was my GameStop hero that afternoon. And I just wanted to say
that
often...
our hero of the morning?
Maybe.
Is that a new segment?
Maybe it is. But I just want to say that a lot of times, what do? Come in here, it's all negative.
Mm-mm-mm.
And did you hear the negative in the story?
There was some, but it came through at the end of a positive.
It came around at the end.
Met a good person, got a good PlayStation.
I know. It's pretty great, right? Yeah. It all came together.
Did you feel slightly embarrassed at first? That's like rookie mistake.
Yes, because one, just that I didn't like get mad like throwing things, but I got so mad at myself,
frustrated
because it was just one of those things where I was like, dude, I was just that guy who went on the internet and was just like, oh, I don't know, just click this,
delete it all.
And I'm never that guy. I'm the guy that people call when that happens.
Yeah, to fix the problem.
Like, hey, did you click the, oh, okay, I'll be over in a minute. I'll help you out. I'm that guy. I'm not the guy that does that clicking.
Aww.
So it was just, it's all very embarrassing, but Nick at GameStop, a GameStop employee, he didn't try to get me to pre-order anything. Instead,
he knew you had enough going on.
He was just there to help me.
Oh, that's so nice.
It really was.
So you enjoy your new PlayStation?
Yeah, you know what? I played all the way through Titanfall 2 on it this weekend because I just needed something to see whatever. And yeah, it's great. Like, looks really nice. And Nikki, with Hulu HD, you can watch. The only thing that Hulu offers in 4K is the Bond films. And here's what's really weird. It's like, I think they might be showing up on Netflix soon because that's only through today.
Oh, that's the last day.
But hey, got a free 2 weeks.
Good. Good for you.
Time to cancel.
The Riot. One more reason to stay in bed. Radio U.
A lot of people here in the United States lately have been saying some very hurtful things about a leader in our country. And I think every time somebody lashes out at Vin Diesel, I think that all of us should take some time and remember what an important person that Vin Diesel is.
That's the leader you're talking about.
Vin Diesel is trying to help us, Nikki.
Wait, what's his Triple X character?
It's Triple X.
Is that what he goes
by? That's his character, yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that was the name he went by.
I mean, he's... I think he's part of the XXX program.
Sure.
Okay. Xander Cage.
That's it. Xander.
That's real. It's real. And
that does seem like a fighter name.
I'm just saying that all of us, well, because Cage, Cage Match, Fighter Cage. Xander, obviously.
Would it be awkward if you were a fighter and it's like, Xander Cage is in the cage?
It's a cage match.
With
Xander Cage, every match is a cage match. Yeah, look, it writes itself.
That's a t-shirt
like butter. It just melts right out of the pen. It's so fast. I can't stop typing. I can't stop. I've got the script for the next movie right here. It's going to blow your mind. So with...
It's got butter in it.
It's so good. Well, something's got to make him shine.
Sure.
Just put some butter on
him. Is there XXX news or...
Well... Again, there's two pieces of news here. The first one is some editorializing by me telling people to stop saying bad things about the XXX program. They're out there protecting not only our country, but the world. And people have all these snide remarks about it. Like, it's not real, or who needs a movie like that? It looks stupid. Just put Fast and Furious out already. Look, it's in his contract. They have to make some of the movies he likes, or he stops making those Fast and Furious movies. Okay? Where do you think Pitch Black came from? Where do you think The Last Vampire Hunter came from? Where do you think XXX came from?
For a second, when you said Pitch Black, I thought you meant Pitch Perfect. I was like, nuh-uh. Pitch Black. I remember that. All right.
That's a different
one. It's a different movie. Yeah. There's no singing in that one.
There might be like a little singing.
But not officially.
Not like you're thinking.
Yeah.
No. So while here in the United States, we have continued to mock XXX and not go see the new Vin Diesel movie, I want you to know that internationally, he's killing it.
Doing well?
Number one right now at the international box office.
They can't help but emphasize that.
International. So it was big. And I mean, in fairness, it's not big like Transformers big. You know, in China, they make a lot of money with Transformers in China. But it did make $51 million this weekend. So
this past weekend?
Yeah, internationally. So, you know, it's happening.
Great.
It's big.
Good. Good for him and them.
So XXX leads India, where last weekend they set, it was the number one opening in India last weekend. So big there.
It's getting a lot of awards.
Yeah. Well, I mean, like recognition.
Accolades.
I mean, it hasn't won anything aside from
the love of the people
at the box office. So again, this weekend or this week, as you're lashing out at American leaders, I think it's important that we all give Vin Diesel a little pass. He's just out there trying to help, guys.
How did the Resident Evil movie do?
I don't have that information.
Okay. Internationally or domestically?
Well, in fairness, I would actually say that it probably did better internationally than it did domestically. Let's look at who... I always check Box Office Mojo. They always have the list here. We'll see. Do you have time to wait?
We can wait. Yeah, we're not doing anything. We're just all here.
Okay, well, in the United States, Split was number one over the weekend, which after you find out the spoilers about Split, it's almost enough to make me want to see it, but not enough. It came in at number four.
Ooh.
Resident Evil was number four.
Not the strongest showing.
$13 million, but it's two places above XXX.
Yes, and it was the number one Resident Evil movie over the weekend. So it did get something.
Yeah, it was. Come on. Come on.
You got to remember. That's true.
Got to get focused.
That's a true statement.
Thanks, Nikki.
You're welcome.
The Riot has a problem with authority.
It's a little rule. Maybe you're not familiar with it. Nobody tells me what to do, ever.
So over the weekend, I did spend some time playing Resident Evil 7.
A lot of people...
Resident Evil 7.
Thought that might have been the reason why you were out sick yesterday. Not that you were pretending to be sick and still at home playing it.
But like I was infected.
But that you were playing and got infected and got sick from it and had to take yesterday off.
All right, well, let me ask you this, Nikki. What do you want first? You want good or bad first?
Let's say good.
Okay, the good first. It's the first game I've ever played that has HDR support.
Mm-hmm.
Now you see these 4K TVs, we have HDR. So it kicked on, and I'll tell you right now, some of the best looking lighting effects I've ever seen. Just hands down, period.
Like, sure.
Amazing. Like, you're walking, the game starts, you're walking through a forest, and you're like, oh, this is nice. I'm in the forest. That's the last time you'll say to yourself, oh, that's nice.
Is this leading into the bad part already? Is it too scary?
It's too...
Intense? Or?
All right. I didn't think it was quote unquote scary.
Yeah.
It's gross.
Oh.
It is gross. And it's kind of weird, like psychological gross going on. Like, you know how something's gross, but something's like, oh no, they don't do that. No, no.
There's sometimes
oh,
when it's so gross, but yet it's this other level where
this
you
is
know
other thing.
You know it's not gonna happen, so it's just like you can still watch it and play the game and it doesn't bother you too much. But there's some movies and games where it hits a certain level.
It hits a place.
It hits something where you're like, no, this could, I can't digest it. I can't get it. And
yeah.
So you can't really play.
So, like, it riffs really heavily on at least the first hour or two, which I played, was like, I think Texas Chainsaw Massacre, but also somewhere a combination, like really grindhousey, like Saw,
sure.
Hostel, that kind of stuff. And
that stuff sticks with you, and you're like, no.
Yes,
and that's why you couldn't stay at a hostel, even though I'm sure
it's
there's
fine.
Plenty of wonderful, reputable ones around
it's
the
fine.
World, but you can't.
Well, no, and that was the thing, is playing it, Resident Evil like 4 through 6, they've been a little more action heavy and et cetera, et cetera. This is very much more like, we're going to scare you so badly. And like, it doesn't feel, I know eventually it will tie into the greater Resident Evil fiction, but like, it's a very different kind of game. And I just got done with it. Like, oh, I don't know.
Just can't.
I don't know, guys.
Aww, so you're not going to play it anymore?
I don't know.
Yeah, you got to put it down.
I don't know. I really, really appreciated one of the guys at Kotaku. I felt like we had the same weekend. He was like, this is how a wimp plays Resident Evil. I think he tweeted it. And it was a picture of a really bright, sunshiny window with a TV right next to it. And then 30 minutes later, the tweet was like, I can't play this anymore.
So he just psychologically is doing something to you.
Yeah, it wasn't about, I know there are like a lot of jump scares in it, but it wasn't that. It was just this feeling of like dread and like, oh my, they're talking to you about being part of the family now. And you're like, I'm not part of the family. I'm not in it. I'm not in your
Aww,
family.
Well, I'm sorry to hear it was rough.
Yeah, it's fine though. Like, I feel great. Like, there's nothing weird in here, right?
So which Resident Evil? That's 7, right?
7.
But that's not the last one, game-wise.
What's the latest one?
Latest one, but last movie.
No, it's Resident Evil, the movie.
Yes, but wasn't that the last Resident Evil movie?
They said it was the last
That's
movie
the last
they
one
were
they're
going to
make.
So they put the movie and the game out in the same week.
Mm. But they have no plans to stop making the games.
Well, if people keep buying it, they're going to keep making it.
Okay.
Like, I want to see. I was the only guy that liked Resident Evil 6. I liked it.
Riot food fights can be therapeutic.
Sometimes I eat instead of facing my problem.
The Riot on Radio U. The Riot. Food fight.
All right, in my hands, the Oreo chocolate candy bar.
We've really been putting in our effort and hopefully our A game when it comes to so many of these food fights recently.
Well, we've really been finding them. Oh my gosh, you open up the package and what do you see? Two individually,
oh, they're individually wrapped.
Wrapped.
Oh, well, that makes more sense.
Right. Well, that's just a way for them to duck the fact that
there's too many calories in these things to eat both of them.
This small, small candy bar has more calories than a Snickers does.
So this is an Oreo chocolate candy bar. People talked about it a lot last year when
they announced it.
They were coming, and then they've been showing up since December, but they're from Milka.
We finally found it. Now, the first ingredient is whole grain. No, it's not.
It's sugar.
All right, let's get a smell. It smells like Cadbury chocolate.
Yes, a little bit more of a European chocolate smell.
Yes, and I don't smell I broke off a piece. I can't smell the filling.
You can't smell the Oreo.
Uh-uh. Mm-hmm. There we go.
But it does look good.
Oh, it's soft. I thought it would be crunchy.
Oreo on the inside? That's a lot of chocolate.
Very European chocolate taste.
Yes, it is. Is there Oreo in there? That's a lot of chocolate, guys. That's a lot. That's a strong emphasis on the chocolate taste.
I think it's just that we're not used to chocolate tasting like that, so it leaps out. It has the chocolate really does have a very, very different flavor that, again, if you ever get like Cadbury chocolate tastes like this, that's just what it tastes like.
But don't you feel like it overpowers the Oreo part?
Oh, yeah.
At least to our palate.
I barely taste the Oreo flavor in it.
I just taste
all.
Chocolate. A lot, like a waterfall of chocolate. Just a lot of chocolate.
All right, I'm getting one more break off of this thing.
I don't think I want another one. It's just too much chocolate, at least for right now, so early in the morning.
don't understand anything that you just said.
You don't understand any of those words.
Each individual word I get,
yeah,
but their collective meaning escapes me.
It's not together. Mm. So what do you think?
Oh, I actually love it.
You like it a lot?
I love this kind of chocolate.
You would get sick if you ate more than that.
That's
it's just
all.
Too harsh for us.
Oh, it's very good. It's very
delicate American tummies where we don't have real sugar in our candy bars.
Oh, wow. Woo! Yes.
Hydrate. We got to go get water. You got to hydrate after that.
Man,
that
I'm not. I am not even kidding. Like, I just felt like somebody was like, poof!
It's the Oreo chocolate bars.
Oh, yeah. Stop in there. I could totally eat the whole thing. It is delicious.
It's good, but I still don't get a lot of Oreo. And I guess
Was an Oreo crunch in there, finally.
Yeah, you could get that. But if you were giving me a choice between an Oreo and a chocolate candy bar,
yeah,
I'd probably go with an Oreo, like just the classic taste of it.
Yeah.
This is, you know, it's got all that chocolate on it.
I think that is absolutely delicious, but I don't want any more.
You couldn't possibly.
No, man, I'm going to need a break.
A long, egocentric tirade from Obadiah, disguised as a Worst of the Riot clip? Sure, we have lots of those. Here's another one.
Nikki, I'm going to give you an option right now.
Yeah.
Do you want to talk parking tickets, or do you want to talk coffee and tea?
Let's do parking tickets.
You want to do parking tickets?
Yeah, why not?
Did I say park? I didn't mean parking tickets. I just meant like tickets.
Oh, sure. Let's go with tickets then.
Yeah. In Massachusetts, there is a man who was recently pulled over for going 40 in a 30. And so he had his day in court. And
he went to fight that?
He did. And he says that the police officer did, in fact, accidentally end up radar tagging a deer instead of him. So there was a deer that was running 40 miles an hour, and it was
10
not...
10 miles faster than him, mm-hmm, than he was going.
It was not...
I wonder how they could even tell that.
Well, that's just it. Well, okay, I don't know. If you've ever been a part of someone that has showed up to contest their ticket, it usually doesn't go that well. I'll just tell you. Now, I know that me saying this, here will come an army of people that are like, no, my friend went and he didn't have to pay.
No, I think sometimes, though, if you go and contest, is it right to say sometimes they let you go if it's like the benefit of the doubt or if it's close enough? Or
theoretically, sure.
Like if you're going 80 over, they're not going to, but...
But in this case, just to let you know, this didn't work. The police chief there in West Newbury said, in the 30 plus years of me being a police chief, I've never heard anyone use that defense.
Oh, that
and
was
expect
his argument.
His argument was he didn't tag me. He tagged a deer that was going 40 miles an hour. And
I
therefore,
when he told me that, like that was proven. Like, yeah, that's what they agreed to.
This was the claim.
Oh, but no, that doesn't work.
The judge ruled in favor of the police department.
I would think the police officer would be able to correctly tag your car with the radar gun.
Yeah, but can you prove it?
Then you could fight any time a cop pulls you over.
Well, that I feel
if
like.
If you go to court.
Yeah, beyond a reasonable doubt. I want a jury of my peers. Like, I've been accused of a crime.
No, you do not.
You know, the thing I hate more than anything about getting a ticket, this is the thing I hate, is that
when you
sign it.
Oh, it's like, we're all on board that we've gotten the ticket. You signed it. It's final.
And it's one of those things where they're like, you have to sign the ticket. And it's like, well, no, I didn't do that. Look, you have to sign it. It's like, yeah, okay, I'll sign this. And then when you go to court, they're like, and look, you signed this saying that you committed this crime.
And can't
it's like,
you say no and then go to court?
No, I think they'll haul you away. You can't not sign it.
We assume a lot. We need to find and learn the facts.
You know, Nikki, I've been getting a lot of my legal knowledge from television.
I'm sure we can find an episode on being pulled over.
There's a canceled Fox sitcom called The Grinder, and that's been...
Then your source of legal news.
That's what I've been learning a lot about, the way the law actually works.
I still hate getting pulled over. You look behind you, and you're like, is it me? Is it me? And then you see the lights, and it's like, yep, that's me.
The last time, the only
Please
time
don't
I get
give me a ticket.
The only time I ever get tickets is during our fundraisers.
Mm-hmm.
And
you drive a lot more back and forth.
I do. And the last time there was a construction zone I didn't know about where the speed dropped 10 miles an hour.
No one was working.
No, they weren't.
No,
there was not
there was
a soul
still a
out.
Zone though.
But there was a sign. And I apparently missed that sign, and I got pulled over. And what's really funny is he's like, you know why I pulled you over? I was like, honestly, I don't. I like, I really don't know why you pulled me over. He's like, well, you were going, you know, 65 and a 55. And I said, I was like, honestly, I don't know what you're talking about.
It wasn't enough. He still gave it.
No. I mean, like, I wasn't even trying to get out of the ticket. Yeah. It was just like, what? It would be like if I walked up to you and I was like, Nikki, stop it right now.
It's like, for what?
You'd be like, what did I do? Stop it. That is enough.
When I missed the sign and I didn't know.
Well, and that was the whole thing. I was like, I don't know what you're... Sir, I'm sorry, but you were tracking a deer. It wasn't a deer. It was a cheetah. There was a cheetah running right next to my car. And I am
certain... In the construction zone.
Yeah. And I think that would work. He escaped from the zoo. I saw him. Can you prove that you didn't see him? Okay. I'm done here.
It's the Ryan.
You have the worst personality of anyone I've ever met in my entire life.
On Radio U.
So... Man, we're all about snacking today. We've had Oreo candy bars, which were delicious, but
that
also made us sick.
That was for work. That was the Riot Food Fight. We taste tested the Oreo chocolate bars.
Yeah.
Which, if you want to see, I added it to our Radio U official Instagram story.
Oh, wouldn't you love to follow us on Instagram?
So you can see that there if you want to see what it looks like.
So we were just talking about how last week free refills became illegal in France because obesity. So they don't want to end up fat like us.
That was their decision.
Yeah. Well, it's a terrible thing. So now we're on to this. And this is the one that really caught my attention. And I've been sitting on waiting to get to you, Nikki. All right. This is a story. I think this one is from the UK, but it's in the New York Post. There are a couple of theaters that are doing this. It's called snack shaming. You know what snack shaming is?
You can't bring snacks into the theater?
I'm talking about movie theaters where the guy at the front, the ticket taker, the one that is the gatekeeper to the whole theater,
yeah,
he asks you to open your bag.
That's happened. Then you get searched.
You know, that's not out of... I don't even see that as a big deal. People want to do crazy stuff in theaters, you're bringing in a bag, what's in the bag? Fine. All right,
but they're searching the bag usually for weapons.
Weapons.
And while they're doing that, they can see if you bring in snacks.
That's right. And so this particular theater in New York is not allowing people in the theater if they have outside snacks.
Yeah, most theaters will take that away.
Okay, no, look, that you look the other way on that, okay?
You're supposed to be cool enough with it.
That's right.
You're supposed to just let me in.
The guy in this particular case with this article, the lady said that, and they've talked to several people, that the guy was like, look, I'm really sorry, but I could lose my job. You can't come in here with that.
I think there's a difference between if you're walking in with like combos and you've got like a whole fast food setup going on, or if you're bringing in a small box of chocolates, something like that.
Like an Oreo cookie.
Hides a little bit better on you. Like, yeah. You can just put in your coat or something.
That's what I do.
But some people bring in food, and they do not like that.
Well, listen, first off, like, who are you to tell me, like, what? Who do you think you are? See, well, here's what I don't like. I feel like they are shining, they got this little flashlight, okay, that they're shining on the quote-unquote wrong that you're doing.
Yeah.
I would like to take a floodlight and shine it over
right back at
the snack bar where they're like, yeah, of course. I realize this is 10 cents worth of popcorn, but it's reasonable that it's $17.75.
Where at our theater, they don't even put the prices up. They're so high for the food. You're like, what is this?
They literally don't list the prices.
A combo is like $20-something. It's just like popcorn and a drink. But if you have a bag, you can also just sometimes keep the stuff in your pockets, like of the bag, because they tend to not, they just peek in. I don't think they're allowed to open up things.
Yeah. So it's not going to be like, could you lift the back of your coat? Okay, now bend over. There's an outline in those pants there.
Is that a hamburger?
Could you tell me what that is?
Yeah, what is that? Is it fries?
Like,
but so
weird.
Many theaters are trying to get you to buy not just concession snacks, but food, like meal food.
Yeah.
They don't want you to do that.
There I go. So they're like, they got a pizza place in there and a burger place. And I'm like, guys, stop. Just stop it.
They just want all the money.
I'm literally here. But I guess I'm like a weird person. Like, my goal when I'm going to the theater is to not give them any money. I'm going at the cheapest time to buy a movie ticket. I'm only there for the movie.
And you want free popcorn.
I'm not there to eat.
Yeah.
I'm just there for the movie.
Are so bad that the eating of the food is the bonus.
I know whether you're going to the wrong movie. And I also don't get soda because as much as I love soda, that's like me signing a letter of intent to spend half the movie going, I have to go to the bathroom. No, I don't. I have to go to the bathroom.
Or
no,
you
I
want
don't.
A refill.
Gotta get a refill. No. So you go to the bathroom, get a refill, come back. I hope the movie's not long. Or maybe you want it to be long so you can have a break in the middle. I don't know. I just wanted to know. Here's my question. Have you ever been snack shamed at a theater?
They've never taken anything away, but I've been searched. That was normal.
They take you in a side room or something?
No. They look in the bag and stuff.
I want to hear if you guys, 877-2-RADIO, you. I'm telling you, I want to hear about snack shaming. Someone is snack shamed. So I want to know if you've ever been forced to not go into the theater because you had food.
But I told you we used to bring in soda and stuff in like glass bottles because then
glass bottles?
When you're in the movie, it'd be funny. We would roll them down the steps and the aisleways and stuff.
Man, it's too expensive to get in there to play around. I got to be serious. I spent all this money. I got
to
focus.
It's fun to go play around.
I got to get focused.
Yeah, I don't know.
All right.
It's the riot.
Yeah, it's pretty violent. Yeah, it's pretty gory. It's probably not for kids. But fun? Oh, yeah.
Radio U.
So snack shaming is happening at this movie theater.
Which I think you could say snack shaming could be a possibility any place.
You think so?
It's not just at the movie theater.
Well, I mean, Nikki, that one time, whatever the heck you made in the microwave, it really did stink. And you could smell it all the way upstairs.
When I had fish and vegetables?
Oh.
When you bring something healthy into work and you cook it, and everyone says something, but when it's just a candy bar or something, no one say anything.
Well, it's because it doesn't smell.
Gosh.
You don't notice what it smells like. I mean,
if you're going to cook fish, the microwave.
If you're going to cook fish, you're going to get snack shamed, all right? Okay?
That was lunch shamed.
It was a snack. That was a post-show snack. That wasn't lunch.
No, I had it for lunch. I had an early lunch.
Okay. That, all right. That's a whole other discussion, right? Okay? Okay.
All right, get to him. He's been waiting.
Well, him has a name, Nikki. It's Marcus. Marcus, did you get snack shamed at the theater?
I most certainly did get snack shamed at the theater.
What, did they still let you in?
Here's the thing. I got into the theater. No one knew I had snacks. I'm very good at concealing my snacks. I actually once got a Grater's ice cream cone into the movie theater, yeah. And no one knew about it.
Congratulations.
You should put that on your resume when
Absolutely.
You go for your job.
So. I'm so good at sneaking past
it. Actually, it is on my resume right now.
All right, Marcus. So snack what happened? Seat.
So I went to the movies with my cousin, and I told him I'd take care of the snacks. So I bought an array of snacks and had them in my pants pocket, jacket pocket.
Yeah.
So me and him were sitting there. I give him his snacks. I have mine, but I have an extra box of Raisinets. So I looked to the guy next to me, and I asked him if he wanted some Raisinets, and he goes, sure. So I hand him the box from out of my pocket, and he starts eating it. Then he looks at me, and he goes, did you purchase these? And I said, well, yeah, I purchased these. And he goes, oh. And then he goes, did you purchase them from this theater? And I looked at him and I go, just know that I purchased them. And he kind of just stared at me, put the box in like his cup holder, yeah. And then wouldn't touch them for the rest of the movie. And then after the movie, he handed the box back to me and said, here you go. Thank you. They were delicious. And it's like, I know you didn't eat any of them because you thought you were doing something wrong.
But maybe he thought you were a trap. Maybe he thought you were someone from the theater who was trapping people into eating snacks from outside of the theater, and then you would get in trouble.
He takes one bite and you're
yes.
like, all right,
he
sir,
backs
we have
away.
To go.
He backs away from
it's time
it.
To go right
so
now.
So it could
if
be.
If that was a job, I would take that job.
Yeah.
Tricking people to eating bad candy and getting paid to watch movies. I mean, you can't go wrong with that.
Well, that would work well, but I think maybe he was afraid.
Man, Marcus could be like the air marshal, but at the theater.
Yes, the theater marshal.
It's amazing.
That would be awesome. Theater, I like that title, the theater marshal.
All right, Marcus, thanks for calling.
Have a good day. Like, then that way they can see if you snuck in or snuck food in.
Okay, but this brings up a whole other set of questions right here. Okay, a whole other set of questions. You're in a movie theater,
yeah.
And a stranger pulls candy out of their pocket and offers it to you.
I was told never to accept candy from a stranger.
I got
to
be honest.
So I'm not accepting the Raisinets.
I'd have a hard time accepting candy from a friend that they've pulled out. Just like,
stranger.
Just some dude sitting next to you that's like, hey, man, want some candy? And you're like, hey, I don't want to mess with whatever.
Even if you say it looks sealed.
I've been clean for 6 months.
You don't know what they've done to that.
You don't know? Maybe that was the problem. He's like, oh, this box of candy. Like, did you bring this candy in here?
Who knows? You never know what you might come up against at the movie theater.
Makes me nervous. You know, we should... We should have a society where nobody's getting shamed about anything.
We should probably go to a movie just to test all this out.
We should.
We should today, don't you think?
We should research it.
It's $5 day.
For the show.
It's $5 day.
You know, Nikki, at the Riot Theater, it's $5 every day before 5 p.m.
Chainsaw, pickaxe, shotgun, ammo, flashlight, pipe bomb, Twinkie. What am I missing? The Riot. Radio U.
Look, I know that not all of us live in a part of the country where it snows. And quite frankly, some of you probably live in a part of the country where it does snow, but it hasn't really snowed this year. Whereas I've seen other people getting buried. So, I mean, you never know.
It just depends on where you're at.
But here's something that I feel like you should probably tuck away for use on a snowy day. It goes like this. Your parents say something like, you know what? You live in this house, you're going to abide by these rules because you graduated and it's cheaper to live at home. So you're back. You know,
well, your parents would miss you and you'd miss your mom.
Well, they miss you. Right.
Yes.
And you also miss all of the, you know, things your parents have built up over the years. Larger TVs, washers and dryers, free toilet paper. These are the things that, you know, make a house a home.
You get used to it. Yeah.
You don't want to go back to a place where you have to pay for those.
Sure.
So, you know, you're back.
Or you don't have to have the struggle of taking it from your parents' house
to your place.
Instead of buying it.
So here we have a study, and this is coming from, let's see, Harvard's T.H. Chan School of Public Health. And it was just published yesterday in the American Journal of Epidemic. Yeah, whatever. That's not it.
That's not it?
Epidemiology?
Oh,
you had to say it fast enough.
Oh, to get it out.
Yeah, to get it out. It's when you slow it down, it gets bad.
You start to stumble.
Here's the study. 2 days after a major snowstorm, the amount of cardiac-related emergency room visits jumps by 23%.
From people who are shoveling and stuff?
That's right.
Oh, but it takes 2 days?
Well, for something about that second day. I just assume it's probably because most people are like, I ain't going out there today. But by the time the second day rolls around, you're like, well, I have to go, right?
And there's problems with it.
Yeah, but I feel like when your parents are like, you know what? You don't do anything. Just get out there and shovel. You'd be like, well, here's the thing, Mom, Dad.
It'd be better for your health if no one went out.
It says right here that I'm 23% more likely to suffer a cardiac event.
Though at 23, I didn't think you'd be one to worry about that.
Well, you know what? That's 1 year for 1% for every year, you know?
So, I guess I thought that might be more of the elderly population.
So you're saying, like, instead of sending your dad out, you should be out.
This might not be a study for the target.
Look, here's the thing. I don't know if you guys have noticed in the news that a lot of times news will be about one thing, but there's still a jab at something else. So it was like I was reading a story about candy, but there was still a President Trump jab in there. You're like, Snickers has released a new candy bar, which we all need in these dark times. Of life. Yeah, they always have
dark chocolate.
Right? There's always like a thing, right?
Yes.
Dark chocolate for these dark times. Well, this is your opportunity to take a news story that really isn't targeted at you, but use it for your own means.
Sure.
So you spin that story into...
You spin that story.
Spin it.
You spin it to why if you're not in snow something, we can make it work for anything.
Yeah.
Why if you're in an area where there's leaves...
Like, I can't be out raking leaves.
Can't be raking leaves, washing the car.
I'm worried about my heart, dang it.
Can't do something like that. You should really just take it easy.
I can't. I've got to come down here. Like, I got to get back on Titanfall. I just can't be out there in those harsh conditions. I'm just not built for it.
Tell your parents, you wouldn't want something to happen, would you?
You don't want something to happen to me? Think about how much you guys love me and how much you miss me when I'm gone. What if I was gone? Okay, you don't want that. Or even if it was just like I had to stay in the hospital for a while and all of a sudden your parents are like, take this shovel and get out there. How many days do you think you'll be gone? How many?
They might go ahead and just hit you with the shovel.
I mean, they're probably at least going to need to keep you overnight, right? Here, take the shovel.
Thanks for listening to the Worst of the Riot podcast.
I missed it! Do it again!
You can hear us live every day on the Radio U Network through the Radio U app or at riot.radiou.com.
Don't get up and go to the bathroom.
Yeah, but what if you have to go to the bathroom?
Don't!
Don't do it?
Do it!